at the NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando with Joe Brancucci. Joe, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
It's been a long conference.
It has been, yeah. We're in, what, in the third and a half day or something?
Third and a half day, and it's time to go home.
About that. Although it's really nice here. It's really super nice. So you guys dial up some nice weather for us.
I live in Florida.
Yeah. You know it all well.
It's always the same.
Which is okay if it's not raining and sleeting and snowing and tornadoes and things like that. Hey, but let's talk about reimagining the loan pre-approval process. I mean, what's going on in that area of the world?
Well, a little story behind it. Last August, I was at Randolph Brooks Credit Union showing our wares, and they were real interested, and I always do an imagination session with the credit union. I said, if I could create something that you would really be interested in, that would really change the way you do lending, what would it be? And the credit card person said, me, and a digital pre-approval on the credit card. And so I said, okay. So I went back to my group, and we kind of brainstormed around it, and a couple of weeks later, we actually did a sandbox at the Kuno Lending Conference to see how it would go, and a month later, we had signed contracts, and...
Wow.
2 weeks ago, we went live at America's Credit Union in Duval, Washington, and the results were a little bit outstanding, way past our expectations. 67% of the members who opened the Pearl that goes out and gives them the offer, actually accepted the credit card, and almost 12% of those members took and did a balance transfer, paying off a B of A, USAA, Capital One credit card in their wallet. They didn't pay any credit union cards off, but they paid off those others. And it's been wildly successful already, and that's the pilot. So we've learned lessons as you do on everything. We have about nine in the queue now to come up and running on the digital pre-approval, and we'll be introducing digital pre-approval for auto recapture to take an automobile loan from B of A into the credit union. We'll be doing pre-approval for home equity loans and a few other things that are up our sleeve. So it's been a very interesting year, and the interesting part of it is by putting the community of credit unions together into CU Reset and having them part of the dialogue has elevated our products because it's solutions that make sense to them.
Right. It's great that you get it from them. What can you imagine? And then, hey, you go create it, and voila, it works.
When I go do my demos or I go to visit other credit unions, I call it the Randolph Brooks idea. We always give them and there's a couple of others.
Nice little plug.
A plug for the credit unions. But the reality of it is, it came from them. That was the stimulus for it. And I think that's the beauty and the power of this cooperative.
Right.
And when you start being able to do that and do it without any, a level of humbleness, it wasn't my idea.
Right.
It was their idea, and it was something that we then could nurture and make into something even better than they thought it would be. And I think that's really pretty cool. But I think the pre-approval process is going to change the way our relationships are with members, because we've been able to put together these pre-approvals into a solution for the indirect member. That's always been a big problem. You have an automobile loan with a membership attached to it. The member doesn't really have any idea what this credit union is about. Mm-hmm. And having a series of these pre-approvals that are intimately designed for that particular member will try to engage them over a period of 6 or 9 months. Mm-hmm. And again, an idea from a credit union in Florida about what we could do with these things. Mm-hmm. So again, the power of this cooperative makes, and if you give them solutions that enable them to think outside the box, they're really, really great. And it's going to be an interesting ride for the next few years.
Well, yeah, and word spreads, too. When something works, especially in this industry, when something works, it spreads like wildfire in this industry. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it's great. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a great run. And for me, it was a new career after 40-some-odd years of being in the office, the front line side of it. But it's been fun. It's been different.
And you can look at it from your previous positions perspective, which is really good. You can look at it from both sides, and so that's it gives a kind of a complete picture.
I actually have an advantage when I go into a credit union, because I can talk with the CLO, or I can talk with the CEO, or I can talk with the COO, or even whatever group it may be, and I can speak their language about regulations and the blue sky kind of opportunities in the marketplace, and have a little bit of credibility just because of the experience.
A little bit.
But it's good for me as well, and it's better than a consulting job for me.
And it sounds like it's fun too, because you're really using your imagination. That's the fun part about it.
Using imagination, and we're very focused this year. So we renamed our product lines. We're calling our product lines our name. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but we have a Reset product line, which basically an existing product in the member in the credit union's portfolio, an automobile loan, a mortgage loan, a certificate of deposit, a home equity loan, a credit card, all can be reset in different ways. Mm-hmm. And then we have our digital pre-approval line. Mm-hmm. So and then. Lone Gen, which has been revamped and shined up. That was last year's next big idea, mm-hmm. and we've actually taken it off the market for a little while and put it back on the market, okay. integrating it with the LOS systems, which elevates its effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. So. And speaking of the next big idea, you guys are back again this year with yeah. another entry.
We're pretty humbled about that you know, 2 years in a row, but yeah. you know, it is a great idea, and it came out of you know, the thought processes of credit unions, and we believe it is disruptive. It will change the way that entire process that I've seen for 40-some-odd years, those pre-approval letters, although they were due a little differently 40 years ago, mm-hmm. still the same kind of one-dimensional, boring, mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do something if the kids aren't screaming right now, or maybe it'll get put in the pile of papers that I throw away a week from now because it was kind of like I didn't get to it, so yeah. it's not really important. Yeah. And we make it important. We make it something they can do, make it fun, and more importantly, it's designed around giving the member control. So from the very first interaction with the solution, they actually have the ability to decide what their balance is going to be. If they, you know, if they were approved for $11,000, doesn't mean they want $11,000.
Right.
We give them the ability to compare the cards and understand what that card means to their life. So if it has points involved, what are those points generated by? Mm-hmm. And are those actions something that I do in my life? Mm-hmm. If not, maybe I need to look at a different card that's a better advantage for yeah. me. And it lets them do a balance transfer from another institution. It compares what they have to what they're getting and what that balance transfer would do for them. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to actually do those things. You sign the documents at the end of the process. You sign the transfers, the payoff figures, mm-hmm. the payoff authorizations. Mm-hmm. And the process is just very tight and it's very driven by the member. Mm-hmm. They design their own cards. And we have one credit union we're working on right now that has 8 cards, and under each card there are 10 variations of plastic.
Wow.
But they'll be able to do that online, and they'll be able to select what they want.
Well, so. It sounds very transparent as well, you know,
which is
really good for the member because they can see yes. everything. Oh, hey, this is really clear. I can see it, and this is my choice.
And actually, after the Great Recession, if you look at the academic data on consumers and the different generations, really irrelevant. There's a level of transparency that's necessary in their financial affairs. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a credit card, yeah. and I say 3% back, or I say, you know, so many miles, whatever it is, what does that really mean to me? It's a ubiquitous statement until it becomes personal, mm-hmm. and I can understand how it fits mm-hmm. my life, the way I live, the what I do. And so I think the transparency is part of the disruption. We're getting to the point where yeah. open the kimono, let them see everything,
exactly.
and let them choose what they want.
Exactly.
And I think it's a great innovation there. And mm-hmm. I think it'll be interesting to see what the next year brings, because we've elevated the product line dramatically based on the credit unions that we brought in. Knowing what I know about our current pipeline and the credit unions that will be joining us, I mean, there are credit unions that have a high level of respect for, that are incredibly innovative and creative, that are coming into the family of credit unions mm-hmm. at CU Rate Reset, and I think it will elevate our entire product line mm-hmm. over the next year.
And it makes everybody else better too, you know,
yes.
kind of ups the ante
yes.
for everybody else too. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, wrap up question here, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here. Get out your crystal ball, and how do you see 2017 shaping up based on what's happened before? I mean, what's happened already this year? I mean, with the changes in government regulations or lack of regulations, possibly. Lending, all this type of stuff. What do you see? Just kind of an overall picture.
So,
based on your experience.
Yeah, I know. So, I think I have a couple of thoughts on it. First, on the real estate side, I think that the market's going to cool a little bit. I think
yeah.
that rates, not because rates are going up, there's not enough inventory. Prices have gotten a little too high in certain markets like Seattle and Tampa and a few other places.
Southern California, oh my gosh.
Washington, D.C. I mean, and you know, you have to look at history and say, it's a little bit of a housing bubble. Not the same that we had before where
right.
we had mortgage issues, but mm-hmm. it's just you can only have so much price increase. But I also think that the regulations, I think this administration will roll back a bunch of the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good side to that, make it easier for the consumer. The bad side of that, we may end up having the same vulnerabilities in the overall macroeconomic structure. But, you know, again, that's speaking as an economist now. And then I think consumers, I think you're going to see, you know, a bit of flattening out on the auto side. You're starting to see it already. And
yeah.
it's not that it's going to be bad demand. It's just not going to be like 2016.
Yeah, the last couple of years have just been off
right.
the charts.
And I think you're going to see folks, you know, holding on to cars a little longer. I think things like Reset Auto are going to make them hold on to that car a little longer. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I think they can make that loan look like their lifestyle at that point in time, or their life circumstances. And it why get rid of a car to go buy a car I don't really want just because of monthly payment? And so I think you can see consumers starting to make decisions around their budget and whatever's happening in their own lives. And credit card, I think that's where I think you're going to have a lot of increase in credit card debt. You already see credit unions are, the increase in the amount of credit card debt held by credit union members is dramatically increased. That's a little bit of a warning sign, too, that we're getting back into a debt society. So,
yeah.
But, and I, you know, savings rates seem to be okay. So I think it's going to be an okay year. I don't think it's anything dramatic in interest rates. But I think we need to understand what's going to be in 17, 18, and 19 and start planning for it. Otherwise, the good times, they don't always
they'll end fast. Yeah.
And after 46 years of doing this, trust me, I've seen the ups and the downs.
Oh, I could
understand. The ups and the downs. And they've been really, if I'd plotted them, it would be probably not a very good movie, but it would be very interesting because if you really think about it over time, things have changed, and every good time is followed by some sort
of cycle.
Yeah, and we have a lot we can do about it this time. I think we're a little bit better at educating our members. We're trying to keep them out of debt where they don't need debt, and we have some credit unions like Patelco and a few others that are actually, you know, really stressing the credit union difference and what that means and how to help the member get out of debt quickly and, you know, and unravel what they have. I think Ent and Petelco are the two that come to mind because I've been working with them on, you know, just thought process over the last 5 years. And I think they've got some really good approaches to it. So I think the credit unions need to get rid of some of the competitiveness and start looking at each other and understand how to elevate the industry. In my opinion, what we did in the recession by not really being the cause of it, that's nice. I'd like the CSB the kind of the solution to a future issue.
A little more vocal in that area?
A little more vocal and a little more of a leadership role. So.
Okay. Great message.
Those are my messages for the day.
Well, great message to end on. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank
I know you have a busy conference, so thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate
it.
Congrats on the success, too.